Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Welcome to episode 13 of the 20 Minute Runner. It is July 31st, 2009, Friday morning. It is presently about, five or 10 after 6 in the morning. I'm getting started a little bit later than usual. Slept in a little bit. Being a Friday, I don't have to go in to the office. The weather today is clear, partly cloudy. Mostly cloudy, I guess. At the moment, there's a gentle breeze blowing to the north. It's 74 degrees. Feels a bit humid, but as I first step out, it feels very comfortable, actually. So we've got a green light on the pod here for the watch. So it's linked up with the satellite. We're getting ready to go. And we're glad to have you along with us today on this run. And looking forward to spending some time with you today. We want to give you a training update. We are almost 13 minutes into this run. I wanted to begin recording as soon as I gave you an update on the weather date, things like that. But it is so dark now, wasn't sure I'd be able to see the record buttons to get that right, so switched up a little bit today. It's dark fairly early now, but it gets light quickly also. So we're 13 and a half into this. This week I ran 5.8. I think it was Monday. Could have been Tuesday. I believe it was Monday because I actually missed 3 days in a row, but the first of those days I did cross train. Rode the bicycle for 8.3. And again, you can go to the blog and training and click on that on the left. The Buckeye link, you'll not really recognize it. And you can see the details on any workouts that we do. So if you're interested in that, that is there. Now, this is my down week. So, some things I need to do counting today for this week. I need to get a 60-minute run in, which will actually count as a long run. Another 50-minute, and I'd love to ride the bike again, because I do want to get that underway as we get into the cross-training element of the half marathon train. So, that being the case, I chose today for this to be a long run, and then Sunday morning, hopefully, we will take care of the shorter 50-minute run. So I'll do 250s and a 60. And that's the way we've got it set up. But so far, we have we've already completed the 50-minute run earlier in the week. I want to tell you, it is very warm today. It's humid, even though there's a good breeze. The humidity is up. We're not trying to set any speed records with this one. We just want to get it in. I do have just a bit of a twinge in my left hamstring. I noticed it after the last run as I was stretching. Had a bit of a twinge there, and it was sore for a little bit, but the next day after, really no effects from it as far as walking around doing day-to-day activities. It's not really hindering me today. I'm just saying I'm aware of it. So I want to be careful when I stretch not to aggravate anything that's there. I do want to apologize to Doug. whose email I referenced in episode 12, the last one. Doug sent me the email about his brother and about his running injury. If you remember, we used some of Doug's comments. Doug, I apologize for calling you David during a segment of that. I think I called you David 3 or 4 times, thinking of another email that I'd shared. So, Doug, I apologize for that. But, you know, that's life. Hey, don't know if you listen to Run Digger Run, Matt, but I was picking him up this week. Matt has finished 25 episodes. He is now going to a bi-weekly, every other week, format, rather than recording every week, putting it out. He said he had some things coming up in his life that were going to be more time consuming. Hey, we all can identify, right? And he also says that it takes 3 to 4 hours, not counting recording, to get each show edited, get it published. Well, I can attest to that. It's gotten easier, but if you try to tweak it, it takes a little bit of time. So, Matt, we understand that. Again, I want to thank him for assistance he gave me as we were trying to figure this out, because I am totally self-taught, other than what advice he gave me. That's really about all the advice I received. So, I did have an email from somebody, return email today, actually, yesterday, who was interested in beginning a podcast, potentially, and I offered my assistance to them. Certainly not a pro, but know how to put the thing together, at least, and I can make any recommendations. If you are interested in starting your own show, email me that. Say, hey, what do I need to do? I'll be glad to tell you what I know, and about where you can get music and editing software and things like that. It's actually quite fun, especially if you've never done it. It's a lot of fun putting it together. Very rewarding when you can check and you know that there are people literally all over the world that listen. And so if you're interested in that, let me know. But Matt, Run Digger Run, congratulations on 25 episodes. Even though we won't hear you but every other week now, we will continue to subscribe and look forward to that. I was looking around on the internet this week, and one of the sites I like to go to is Hulu.com. If you're not familiar with Hulu, H-U-L-U.com, you can watch all kinds of programs and movies for free with limited commercial interruption. And I'm all over that. I know with the DVR, we have one. I love to record with it, and anything we watch, as soon as that commercial comes on, you hit that 30-second button, boom, it's gone. So you can skip all the ads, but can't do that on Hulu, but they have limited commercials. Anyway, I had saved it in my bookmarks. Went back to it this week because I had not looked in a while. And I got to looking around and I found, I think it was in 2008, the movie came out, maybe early this year. I think it would have been last year. But it's called The Spirit of the Marathon. It's an hour and, I don't know, 40, 50 minutes long. And that movie is, it's a documentary about various people that have trained for the Chicago Marathon and the preparation they went through. They've got first-timers. They've got people who are running their second marathon. People running, you know, run several already. And, of course, that means there are a lot of amateurs featured, or some amateurs. And also, they have interview clips with people like Bill Rogers, Alberto Salazar, Hal Higdon, a lot of people that if you've been running very long at all, or read Runner's World, or pick up any information on the net about the history of our sport, about important figures. A lot of them are on there. So go to Hulu.com, search for The Spirit of the Marathon, take a look. It's a great movie. Very inspiring, by the way, especially if you're going to be doing a marathon. Speaking of marathons, give you a real quick update, if I could, on what I'm going to be doing with some racing. And I know this first race, I need to get that info on the blog, on the links. But anyway, I'm going to be running, Lord willing, the 10K in High Point on Saturday, August 22nd. Race starts at 6 o'clock. It is sponsored by the YWCA. Got a pretty good breeze coming here, even with the windscreen. We may be picking up some noise. Apologize for that if we are. We're going to make a left-hand turn out of this particular development in just a second, and that should help it. But anyhow, had a 5K that day, morning race, part of a biathlon, and of course I was just going to do the run. And then I learned about the 10K, so we're going to be doing that on August 22nd, and I will look forward to hopefully getting you a race report on that right here in High Point, downtown. I am on Hasty School Road. A lot of people going to work this morning, evidently. Or getting off of work, or wherever it is they need to be being. Need to be going, that's what they're doing. I've not run a race in the evening. Of course, in the last 5-10 years, even though I run off and on, and in the last year or so of consistent running, I've never run an evening race. The only evening race I ran was in Maggie Valley, North Carolina, in the mountains, back when I was probably 14, 15 years old. I think it was a 5-miler of the Moonlight Run, and I'm thinking it started at 11 or 12 at night. Now let me tell you, if you've never run a race at night, forget about the afternoon or evening. If you never run one at night, you really need to try that. I still remember how much fun that was. Whole different feeling. And of course, you don't have any issues with sun or oppressive heat necessarily. So that race is going to be at night. Evening, excuse me, 6 o'clock now. August 22nd here in Central North Carolina. Can be pretty doggone hot. Could have humidity. If it's like it is this morning or promises to be today, it will be very, very warm. If I have a good race, I'd love to come in around 49 minutes flat, but I really don't know. That would be my goal. If you remember, we just broke 50. Just did break 50 at the Fun Fourth race in Greensboro a few weeks ago. So I definitely think I can improve on that. I'm ready to do it now. We're August 22nd. I don't know, but that's about 3 weeks off, so we'll work on it. Also got the half coming up on October 17th, Greensboro, Cannonball Half. That race is one that I ran the 5K to last year, 2 years ago, excuse me, in October. So now we're moving up to the half. It is held at Country Park in Greensboro off of Battleground Avenue. And I don't know if you're familiar with this, but Greensboro, which is not terribly far from here, could be considered the pivotal turning point in the Revolutionary War. Lord Cornwallis met up with Nathanael Greene, whom Greensboro is named after, even though Greensboro dropped the E off his name. So technically it's not totally correct, but it is named after Nathanael Greene. And even though Cornwallis and his British Army defeated Nathanael Greene and his fellows, the defeat was so costly, and actually a bit humiliating, that that began an actual turn in the Revolutionary War. So look up Guilford Courthouse, Guilford Courthouse. Look that up. Look up Nathaniel Green with an E. Google it and you'll see what I'm talking about. Anyway, this race is held right where the actual battleground is, right there at it anyway. And while they don't have a statue at Country Park, they do have a statue near there. In another park, Nathaniel Green on his horse, huge statue. But anyway, that's why Greensboro is called Greensboro. And it was, if not the most critical, one of the most critical turning points in the Revolutionary War. And it happened 15 miles from here. So we will be running the half on that day. I am committed to doing it on 3 days of training a week. I was listening to Matt this week, as I said. Matt was beating himself up a little bit because he was only going to get so many days in. I think that was episode 24, because he's having back issues. And he felt bad. And Matt, I just want to tell you and those of you listening, if you can do it on 3 days a week, do that. I'm telling you, to me, that's the key to being injury-free. Can I run a half marathon on 3 days a week? Yeah, I can. I know that. But I'm also going to attempt to run the full marathon in May on 3 days training a week. And I know you're going to say, wait a minute, you're crazy. No. We'll see how I do. Stay tuned for that. But 3 days a week, I do need to get more serious about the 2 day a week cross training, which I'm working on right now. But we are looking forward to that coming up. Okay, I hope to get a long run up to about 2.5 hours, which for me should be around 16 miles, 17 maybe. I'd like to do one of those a couple weeks before the half, but we'll see how that goes. Also, the plan I'm going to be using requires speed work, which I've never really done. I remember running years ago, I did some, but speed work is a part of it, and I'm looking forward to trying to incorporate that and learning from it. So, and the furthest I've ever run since starting back was 13.7 last week, although I had run 2 hours several times, but that was before I could measure it accurately, or before I had a watch that I could do that. So anyway, if I get up to 16 maybe before the race, certainly that'll help me to feel more confident going in. We begin that training on August the 10th, and it's for 10 weeks. So that's what's coming up with me and what's been going on. I do want to talk about something when we come back after a short break. And that has to do with speed work. It's not speed work. It has to do with heat. Heat. Got some things I want to share with you. And I've also got a question or two that I'll pose. We are in the summertime. And heat can be an issue. And running in the morning is one of the positives of that. Although in the wintertime, it's not always that great. But anyway. So we'll be back in a few minutes. All right, thanks.
Feeling
Running in the heat is a difficult thing, as you know yourself, and it is as I know myself. Heat can be deadly. Heat can be a problem. Heat can definitely be an issue. Now, in North Carolina, the mountains are cooler, especially at night, but it can get pretty hot even in the daytime there, and it can get pretty warm here. It can get exceptionally warm down near the coast where I grew up. Where I was raised, but the heat is just something you got to be aware of. You got to watch. I know when I ran last Saturday, with the exception of episode 8, I believe, when I was home last and we took the long run, that 13.7 mile run we took, as you heard me complaining a bit about it, I almost got too hot at one point, but it was because I didn't have water. I drank water twice on that whole run. Yeah, I know. Make a sign of stupid and stick it on my back, because that's pretty stupid. But the problem is, I didn't have anywhere I could get water. And that brings up one of the issues of running in the heat. We're turning around. Oh, there's some geese, Canadian geese. We have a lot of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Flying across the sky, and it's clouds are beautiful. Sun coming up. Usually they'll squawk. They were silent. I wish you could have heard it. Oh, I've seen wild turkeys lately. 4 different occasions I've seen wild turkeys. The day before yesterday I saw 2 together running across a pasture. It's pretty cool. We obviously have those in the area. But anyway, water being an issue, I was reading recently, I think it was on Cool Running, their website. And the old adage has been to, you know, drink so much, like 2 ounces every 20 minutes. You don't need electrolytes unless you're going over 45 minutes to an hour. Well, I was reading some updated information this week on that. And they were saying that studies are now proving really drink when you're thirsty. And that being thirsty, as you begin to feel thirsty, you are not dehydrated at that point. Your body tells you, hey, I'm thirsty, drink some. they were actually downplaying the idea of drinking so much per hour, unless you really know how much you get rid of an hour, which the only way to do that is to weigh yourself before you run, make sure your bladder's empty, and then run, and then come back, see how much you weigh. Let's say you go an hour without water or fluid. When you come back, you determine how much less you weigh, and that helps you determine how much fluid you've lost. So then you know, okay, well, I need to drink X amount on a typical run, whatever. But they were saying even that is not really the best advice. Drink when you're thirsty. You know, if you're not thirsty in 15 minutes at a water stop, they actually said skip it. Go to the next one, whatever. Well, that's fine, and I'm not going to argue the point over that. I do want to stress you do need to be drinking water. Runs under an hour. Over an hour, I think you can get by with water as long as you're taking electrolyte supplementation to go with that and drinking water as well. But very important that you get that water in, which brings up an issue that I want to ask you about, want your feedback on. Speaking of water, here is my water stop. As I'm grabbing this, ooh, that water's hot, even though it's been sitting all night. That's good. So the water is something you need. Incidentally, if you read the article in last month's Runner's World, was it Andy Burfoot? I can't remember. Who was tested, and they found out that your core temperature goes up no matter how much water you drink. They also determined it's okay to be a little bit dehydrated. Not a problem with that. But there are critical points. You just need to be aware. So, read up on water consumption and what that looks like, what you might do to help yourself. But I have a question for you. I've got a water stop at a strip mall here, and then 5 minutes later I got another water stop. And then if I don't run another 20 or 25 minutes, which, unless it's the long run, I can go for 30 minutes easy, and I don't have anywhere to drink water. So I'm interested in getting a belt, and in looking around online, the Nathan Speed 2 is what I was leaning toward. All the reviews are positive, say that it's easy to use, the design of it and all. It has a pocket on the front, which I really like. But if you have any experience with hydration belt where you carry the water, send me a review. I think 20 ounces is sufficient for me, because I figure if I drink it when I don't have water, I do have places that I go by that I can refill it so that it's not an issue like it's been. So if you have any ideas about fuel belts, send that to me, but make sure you're drinking water in this hot weather and taking supplements, which they recommend every 45 minutes or so, depending on what you're looking at. And you may realize this, but you actually can get more sodium and potassium out of eating raisins and peanuts than you can out of most goopacks and things like that. So if you're into doing that, you certainly could try it. What I do like about the electrolyte supplements is they give you the B-complex. They're now adding just a little bit of protein, at least to some of the electrolyte drinks, because whereas used to they thought that that kept your body from absorbing the electrolytes in the product, now they've determined that a very small amount of protein actually enhances that. So peanuts, salty peanuts, raisins, I think that'd be a pretty good combination. Putting a Glad bag and sticking your pouch and nibble on that. But for me, I've tried the goo packs, I've tried extreme jelly, belly jelly beans, which I like. And I read all the stuff on the internet, and it says stuff like, oh, you don't want simple sugars, and oh, you want something that's all natural, you know, blah, blah, blah. This is why our product's the best, this is why that one's better. And I did order a box of honey stingers. I think it was strawberry flavor. They have caffeine, which I'm looking forward to trying. And I do know that consistency-wise, the honey stingers are much better than the goo packs. Now, I haven't tried Power Gel. I haven't tried Hammer Gel. And I haven't tried any of the others. Those are the three I'm working on. But I do know on runs over, say, 70 minutes, not only is water important, but if I go 90 minutes, for instance, I'm going to take at least one electrolyte supplement while I'm gone. Right now, I'm not convinced that simple sugars are our enemy, like in Jelly Belly, but big string beans. But I do like the idea of honey sustained energy. And again, we'll keep working on that and let you know, but water, electrolyte supplements, you need that. Get up early in the morning and run, if you can. If you can't, next best choice is late in the evening. If you can't do that, you need to keep it shorter and definitely slower during those times whenever you are trying to get a run in, but it has to be during the day. I'm going to tell you, I can't get out there and run in 94 degree temperature. Well, I could, but I don't want to. That's why, personally, 95% of my runs are early in the morning, such as this one. That's a thought. Wear sunscreen. My dad, he had about a third of his ear whacked off from skin cancer. He had several cancers removed during his life on his face. He never wore sunscreen that I know of. But I decided, I want to say 5 years ago, it was probably longer than that. Every morning when I get up, now I don't do it before I run, unless I know the run's going to be in really bright sunshine. But when I shave, brush my teeth, take a shower, whatever, even on days I'm not running, instead of putting on aftershave, I put, I think it's 45 proof. No, I'm not drinking anything. I think it's 45 SPF. Forget what brand. But I put that on my ears, my neck, top of my bald little head, over my eyes, down my temples, on my arms. I put on a good dose of that. Now, I don't put any on later in the day, but I figure, hey, it can't hurt. It might just help. But use sunscreen. Don't be a macho man that gets out here without a shirt, thinking with your brown skin, for some reason you're above it. You need to be careful, my friend. Skin cancer is real. I know Cindy, my wife, had a friend of hers, and Cindy's a year and a half younger than me. Kevin played football for Walsh Rose Hill High School. Kevin passed away. It may have been 10 years ago, and it was melanoma. He had cancer, and Kevin was that type of person. Summer, get as brown as you can get. Don't worry about sunscreen, sunburn, whatever. Now, can I get skin cancer and die? Sure. Will I? I don't know. Hope not. But I figure it can't hurt to be a little bit ready for that type of thing. So use sunscreen. Use a hat. And I have found the new hats. The wicking hats are great. The one you see in the picture on the blog is from North Carolina Marathon with a volunteer. And looked the company up, and the only thing is I got to order 100 of them. Well, I'm not going to do that. But we were in a local sports store recently and actually purchased a hat for my father-in-law. Uses the Mose. It's a Nike. It was $20. It was on sale for $15. Same material. White, reflective. You may think wearing a hat is warm. I'm telling you, it's not. It may feel just a little bit uncomfortable to start. But once you get that thing on your head and you begin to sweat, a lot of times the sweat will literally be dripping off the brow of my hat. But I'm cool. I can't stress that enough. Wear a hat. Protects you from the sun. And if it's a wicking hat made out of a wicking material, it'll protect you. Help protect you from getting so hot. So, those are some things. Run early. Wear a hat. Use sunscreen. Drink when you're thirsty. Take electrolytes. If you can get that electrolyte stuff out of Gatorade, go for it. And then one other thing I want to point out, which if you're a sensitive listener, forgive me, but if you're a runner, you know what I'm talking about. And that is, what in the world do you do when you get back and you look down and your shirt's red because your nipples have been bleeding and where your shirt rubs it? Well, I know you can buy Body Glide, things like that. I don't have an issue with chafing anywhere, but I do there occasionally. And I've learned that degree, antiperspirant, probably any other, smear that across the places in question, put my shirt on, and even for, like, you know, 2-hour long run in hot weather, I don't have an issue. I don't know if you've thought of trying deodorant, but obviously it's smooth, it's a lubricant, so, and it tends to stay put. So try that. When I volunteered at the marathon, I can't tell you how many people at 21 mile mark came through who were bleeding. And I've been there as far as bleeding on a run like that, and it's no fun. So try that. Okay? All right. Well, I think I've talked enough about that. We're going to be back in just a minute and close things out. Thanks for being with me. And we'll be back in just a second. We've got about 45 seconds left. And we're stretching it out a bit. Hang with me for just a few seconds. We're not flying, but again, we're running controlled, relaxed, aware of our posture, not holding our head down or back, simply trying to finish strong. So we're going to turn right here, going back toward the house. I think I'm going to sprint for 10 seconds. That felt quite well, quite good actually. I thoroughly enjoyed that. Actually, I feel pretty good, considering, let me cut off my little thing here, little pod. Okay. Actually, felt pretty good considering I didn't want to get up. I drank too much coffee last night. I usually drink coffee in the morning when I get ready to leave. Go to work. I'll drink maybe half a cup. Take that half, pour it in my travel mug, and I'll sip on that for next hour. Well, last night, Cindy made some coffee, and I drank it, sat on the porch. It was a beautiful evening. Whew, I enjoy those times. And I guess I drank too much coffee, couldn't sleep, so I woke up at, went to bed about 10:30, woke up at 10:45, wide awake. Stayed up till 1 o'clock reading Robin Parrish's new book, Offworld. Robin's a personal friend of mine. His wife actually works in our office. And this is his fourth book. And I've got all of his books, and I've had them all signed by Robin. It's published by Bethany. You can go online and find that. So far, it's a great read. It's about these astronauts coming back to Earth from the first Mars landing, and they get back to Earth. Before they get back, they realize everybody's gone except this one individual that I have yet to figure out, but I've got my clues, Robin, if you're listening. who this might represent, who it might be, but anyway, we will find out. Okay, so stayed up late reading that, but I felt good this morning. We definitely ran the second half faster than the first, and as you were with me, I felt very, very good at the end. An hour really is not a big deal anymore, and if you're just getting started, I know it is, but when you're running 28, 29 miles a week. Last week, I think I ran 29.2, something like that. I think that's the longest I've run since I've been running again. I'm right at 30 miles. An hour is really not that difficult, and so I really enjoyed that. This, again, is my recovery week, so I don't mind running a little bit faster, but shorter. Okay, the run is over for today. Let me wind up this podcast. Some very quick things I want to share. Send me your race reports or your photos to me. Send them to me, rather. Go to the email link, attach them. You can also send me an MP3 with your race report. I may have to edit it. Can't play over maybe a minute or two. Don't send me a 5-minute one. That's probably too much. But send me 2 or 3 minutes, maybe a couple of minutes of your race report. Or you can just send it typed in an email. Or you can do an audible file and in the body of the email, as well as your photos, and we'll post those. Go to the blog to see more information about that. I want to thank Bill from Westchester. I don't know what Westchester that might be, but Bill, thanks for going to iTunes and giving me a good review. I really, really appreciate that, Bill, and I encourage any of you listening, of course, go to iTunes for me and just click on the review and give me a review. I would really appreciate that. Bill, thanks for that. All right, something I want to do coming up, question and answer episode in the future. Send me an email with any questions you may have about me, about running, about what you think I might know or what you think I don't know that I think I know. Send me an MP3 on that as well, or a WAV attachment. We'll play some of those on the episode coming up. But as soon as I get enough material, I'd like to just do a question and answer. I'll tell you personal stuff about me as long as it's not too personal. But be that as it may, look forward to that. Also coming up, going to have an interview with my mother. I don't know if that sounds exciting to you, but she's going to give a lowdown on me. So you can be listening for that hopefully within the next 2 to 3 episodes. We'll include that. And I want to close today by saying thank you for all the email I received about my comments last week when I mentioned being a person of faith. And I'm not going to talk about that but just a second. But I especially want to thank Stephen from Joplin, Missouri. Sweet Daddy D. Steve basically emailed me and said, "Roland, you know, other podcasters," he mentioned Steve Runner particularly, "talk about their faith, even bring up issues that are very controversial," he said, "and I still listen." So, you know, don't be ashamed or apologetic, I think was what he said, about sharing your faith. So, Steve, I appreciate that encouragement. I thank you for giving me that perspective. I still listen to Steve Runner for Diffidations. He's great. I really love his show. I don't agree with everything he says either, but you don't agree with everything I say. But whether we agree or not, Steve was just encouraging me to be myself. And I think that's what we all need to be. Unto thine own self, be true. This will never be a religious podcast, but I certainly will share my faith in tidbits as it comes up. So Steve, thanks for that reminder. And I want to encourage you today too, no matter what your faith system might be or lack thereof, I certainly have a strong faith. I hope you do, but if you don't, still, that's good encouragement. Be yourself. Don't apologize for who you are. Don't apologize for the God you serve. And, we serve a great God, so I'll leave that there. All right, part of the issue of... brings up part of the issue on the question and answer episode. How much do I need to share about myself? How much should I share? How much should I not share? I'll answer any questions you have in that episode coming up, as long as the answers don't give out any personal information that's not really appropriate, which you can understand that. But I'll tell you what I do. I'll tell you where I work. I'll tell you things like that if you're curious. Anyway, send me something and we'll see how that goes in the next several episodes. Okay, this has been a really good run. I feel good about it. We, by the way, we ran 1 hour and 48 seconds, and we covered 6.63 miles, and Average pace on that would be 9:10, which is fine for recovery. So anyway, this is Roland. Hope you have a great week. Thanks for listening. Lord willing, we'll be back in about 8 days. As always, thanks for sharing some of the road with me. And have a great week, everybody. We'll see you later. Bye-bye. Been listening to the 20 Minute Runner podcast. Check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. You can find information about the music used and items mentioned in this episode in the show notes at the blog. All music used in the 20 Minute Runner podcast is protected under a Creative Commons license. Some of the music provided is from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio.com. The opening and closing tracks are from jamendo.com. At the blog, you can subscribe to the podcast with iTunes or your favorite podcatcher or feed reader. Leave a comment or send me an email. Simply click the Email Me button. Please feel free to send an MP3 or WAV file as an attachment. We may play your audio clip on an upcoming episode. I also want to encourage you to send a photo and race report from your most recent race to share with other listeners. You can find more information at the blog. I want to hear from you and know your thoughts about the program. I've really enjoyed sharing with you this week and look forward to running with you next time, and trust that your training is going well. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner.